happens when society's peer pressure makes you an outcast? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to look at a recent case in Egypt on the religious freedom front. Coptic Christians' strength and faith are at stake, and they need a spiritual boost. Meanwhile, kids are aging out of the orphanage system in Kenya, but what's to be done about it? It's the Great Commission unfolding behind today's headlines. First, Mohammed Hegazi grabbed the world's attention years ago when he asked to be legally identified as a Christian in Egypt. After years of beatings, torture, and imprisonment, it grieves us to learn that he recently announced his return to Islam. While Hegazi's story sounds extreme, it actually highlights the struggle that Egyptian Christians face on a societal and political front. We spoke with Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA, who's been following the situation.
But either way, we know it's vital to be praying for this man, especially just because he's gone through so much. Open Doors works to help persecuted Christians, however persecution is materializing. And so in different countries, it materializes in different ways. Egypt, for example, is really ingrained throughout society, and basically young and older are facing persecution.
Christians in Egypt are treated as second-class citizens. Kids in school face disadvantages in learning. Women struggle to work for fear of harassment. As for Hegazi, we don't know what he's been through, but we do know that plenty of Christians around the world need our support to stand strong. And that is what Open Doors is all about.
It's really about strengthening Christians, meeting them where they're at, where persecution materializes, to help them stand strong in their faith throughout their life.
If you'd like more specific requests on how we can pray, go to missionnews.org. Malaysia wasn't originally in the 1040 window, which indicates the largest concentration of people who haven't heard the gospel. But when the 1040 window was revised, Malaysia was included. After all, it's nearby, and less than 9% of Malaysians know Christ. Now, you may know of Crossroad Bible Institute's prison ministry in the U.S., but did you know that they're in critical countries like Malaysia, too? Crossroads International Director Cynthia Williams was just in Malaysia visiting their ministry partners who share Christ with the inmates and help them transition back to society.
It was very encouraging to visit a lot of these halfway houses and to see the impact that it has on their lives, that when they are engaged in this faith-based program, that's where you see a much greater decrease in going back to drug and alcohol abuse and struggling with this in an ongoing way. That cycle of that is broken.
It's a unique ministry niche, and they could really use your prayer.
The people that the Lord calls into this ministry are uniquely equipped to do this, but really often face a lot of discouragement and difficulty. So please pray for all of our ministry teams around the world, led by dedicated directors and coordinators.
Finally, nearly 2 million kids are orphaned in Kenya. Kids Alive International works daily to provide stability and sanctuary through their children's homes and schools. But what happens when a child ages out of traditional orphan care? Ruth Henningham works with teens transitioning from Kids Alive homes into adult life.
From the time when they graduate from high school, we encourage them to stay in the home and work alongside the staff. So at that point, they'll be learning the cooking, they'll be looking after themselves, they will be helping at any jobs in the farm. So we try and give them some very practical experiences.
Henningham and the Kids Alive team equip teens to make biblically-based decisions about relationships, finances, and more. At the core of these decisions is healthy community.
Our children are always encouraged to join a local church. That is one of the major things that we ask of them. We do keep in touch with them. We ask them how they're growing spiritually. When they take on a course, some kind of further education course, one of the requirements is they must attend a local church. We have an independence fund, and from that independence fund, as they become stable, then we can offer them this next step up.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more. All at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.